98 FM's Dublin Talks. Live. Weekday mornings from 10 with Adrian Kennedy.
Never miss a podcast. Just hit subscribe.
The Waiting Room on 98 FM with Benelin Day and Night Tablets. 24-hour cold and flu relief. Always read the label. Ask your pharmacist for advice.
Now, every Thursday at around about this time, we're delighted to be joined on the programme by our resident GP, Dr. Sharon Delaney, where we will put to Dr. Delaney any questions that you may have. And you'd like us to put to our GP on your behalf. And if you have a question that you'd like me to put to the doctor, all you have to do is send a WhatsApp to 0877 98 98 98. 0877 98 98 98. Send me a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note to that number if you've any questions that you would like me to put to our resident doctor, Dr. Sharon Delaney. And Sharon, good morning to you. Welcome to the programme.
Good morning, Adrian.
Now, excuse me, we have a number of questions that we want to get to. Okay, so the first one that just came into us earlier on, and it says, can you please ask the doctor for her advice on this? I have to get a COVID test later this afternoon, and I am so nervous about the procedure. I heard that the throat swab is okay, but the nose one is bad. I'm terrified of pain and discomfort. Is it as bad as people say? And has she any advice for me to relax? And that's from a guy called Peter.
Oh, poor Peter. Look, it's completely normal to feel apprehensive about kind of the unknown. Any anxiety that you're feeling, Peter, is definitely far more uncomfortable than the test. In reality, the whole process is really quick. It takes about 2 minutes. So you check in, then you're led to where your test is going to be performed. You take a seat and you'll be asked to confirm your name and your date of birth. The testers are really, really helpful. And look, it's no harm to let them know that you're feeling anxious so that they can just help to put you at ease. So you mentioned that you've heard about what the test is. Hmm. It's the cotton bud is run over the back of your throat. That's fine. Then there's a second bud, which is used in one nostril. There is no pain. At the very worst, you might notice that your eye on the side that's being tested might kind of water up a little bit. But really, it's fine. There's a couple of things that you can do just to really distract yourself. So firstly, you could try a little game where you name three things that you can see, two things that you can hear, and one thing that you can touch. And by the time you have that done, the test will be over. You could use a few other little tips, like some people close their eyes, others will count their breaths. But really, you could use anything that would distract you. So you could try to think of maybe your shopping list or try to name all the animals that you can think of, say, beginning with a certain letter. But really, honestly, it's painless and you'll feel so much better for having it done.
Okay, so this worry about, I know a number of people have said things like the one up your nose goes really far up your nose and it's very uncomfortable. You're saying it's not that bad at all?
It's not that bad. And look, it's interesting, I think, that a lot of people will tend to exaggerate the test, not out of any malice, but just, I suppose, because their own relief that they have it done, they don't like to admit that they were anxious, so they tend to exaggerate, but really it's not that bad.
And in fact, Sue just sent us a message here and says, hi, Sue here, I got two tests done, not a bother. So there you are. So
exactly.
It's not as bad as people might like to let you believe it is.
That's it.
All right, another question, and this time from Joanna in Skerries, and here's what Joanna wrote to us. Over the last week or so, I've had hives appear on my ankle and one behind my ear that are so itchy. I haven't changed anything different or eaten anything different recently. Any advice on this? This is actually something that happened to me a couple of weeks ago as well, Sharon. Just hives that I couldn't explain. Now, they're gone now. They just kind of went away as well. But again, like Joanna, didn't do anything different, didn't change washing powder, nothing like that.
Yeah, it's a difficult one, Adrian, because really I'd need to see the lesions and get a few more details to say for sure. Joanna doesn't mention if she had any other symptoms. Had she taken any new medications? Did anybody else in the house have the itch? She doesn't say if she has any pets. She could have been out walking in, say, woodlands or a forest area. And we do tend to call all kind of itchy bumps hives, but in reality, there's lots of different causes. So it could be something like dermatitis or an insect bite. It could be, you know, a flea bite or even bed bugs. Hopefully not, but the good news is that regardless of the cause, they do tend to be self-limiting, and you can use kind of over-the-counter antihistamines. You could use an over-the-counter steroid cream, which will just help the itch kind of go away. But in general, they're nothing to worry about. If it's a case that they're spreading or if there are any other symptoms associated with it, so any new bruising or any lip swelling or anything like that, then Joanna should see her GP. But as happened with you, Adrian, most of them just tend to go away.
Now, I'm starting to think, could it have been something that the dogs might have picked up, or could they have had fleas or something like that?
Fleas, particularly where they, Joanna describes them there, around the ankles with pets, or if you're holding a pet on your shoulder, and then she gets one behind the ear, it's very possible.
All right, very good. And some advice from your doctor, please, says Cora, and she's in Kimmage. She says, I'm constantly bloated and full of wind. When I drink a cup of tea or eat a meal, even a small meal, for ages after it, I feel pregnant. I usually drink Andrews to make it go away, but do you think there could be some other issue going on? And that's from Cora.
Okay, so bloating is really common. In many cases, and usually it's due to air build-up, but it can also be due to fluid, and that could be due to more serious causes. So I would advise that Cora see her GP. Now, she doesn't mention if she wakes up with bloating or if it gets worse as the day goes on. She does seem to kind of draw a connection there between eating and drinking and developing the bloating. So it's quite possible that there's a link there. The causes could be due to, say, swallowing more air while she's eating or drinking. So if she smokes, or if she's chewing gum, or if she's gulping down her food, that could be one reason. It could also be due to an increased gas production. So if she's got lactose intolerance or undiagnosed celiac disease, that could cause it. Another reason would be if the absorption of gas isn't as high as it usually is, it can lead to a build-up. So that can occur in things like IBS, or if there's any kind of obstruction. I suppose the main thing to say to Cora is if she's having any weight loss, if she has any blood in her stool, if there's any change in bowel habit, any vomiting, any pain that wakes up in the middle of the night, or she doesn't mention her age there, but if she's middle-aged or if she's any pelvic pain, then she should also definitely see her GP to outrule any ovarian causes for her bloating.
Okay, so whilst the Andrews might make it go away, it is something that she probably needs to get investigated regardless.
Yeah, something like the FODMAPs diet would be really, really helpful for her, which just cuts out kind of indigestible sugars and lactose and sweeteners, but also just avoiding fizzy drinks, eating more slowly. She could try things like activated charcoal, peppermint oil, which you can get over the counter, and probiotics are also really very helpful.
All right, as always, very helpful advice. Dr. Sharon Delaney, our resident GP, thank you very much indeed, as always, for joining us on The Waiting Room.
The Waiting Room on 98FM with Benelin non-drowsy chatty coughs. Gets to work fast. Always read the label. 98FM's Dublin Talks. Weekdays from 10 a.m.